The only way to understand truth is to have access to factual history. Vietnam War is an example. What happens when emotion overtakes understanding? Prior to that, disconnect was certainly paid by the men and women who served during that war, as if they didn't already have enough to deal with, as the physical and emotional toll of what they experienced impacted them, still does in many ways to this day. As we get ready to honor our veterans this coming Tuesday on Veterans Day, my first guest today joins us to share how the wrongs I just pointed out have and are being addressed and what that means for our Vietnam veterans. She is the executive director of the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial and Museum, which will be holding their Veterans Day ceremony, of course, this coming Tuesday. Amy Osborne, how are you today, Amy?
Hi, Chris. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Always my privilege and honor. NJVVMF. Learn more about the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial and Museum. They're located just off exit 116 of the Garden State Parkway in Homedale, New Jersey. Couldn't be any more easier to find. Of course, it's a parkway. Just make sure what time of day you go. Otherwise, it won't be so easy sometimes. But that's another story for another time.
Yeah. Do you know, I have a little tidbit here. It was back when they were deciding where to put the Vietnam Memorial. It was between Liberty State Park and Homedale, where it is in Homedale right now, and the board was divided. And so I guess somebody flipped the switch there, and it ended up in Homedale. But I'm so glad that it did, because it's exactly in the middle of the state, right in the middle of the Garden State Parkway, still in the New York metropolitan area, but I think it's so much easier to get to. And we really loved, our property there. And of course the PNC Arts Center is there as well. And it's a great location, but it was going to be, there was a strong chance it was going to be in Liberty State Park. So I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, I think it turned out for the better this way, because, I mean, it's great to be close to New York, but this is a New Jersey project, and I think to have it in the heart of New Jersey is very symbolic as well. So I mentioned Veterans Day coming up Tuesday, and you are certainly going to be paying tribute to our veterans. Talk about what's going to be happening this coming Tuesday.
Well, this year we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of the dedication of our Vietnam Memorial. So 30 years ago, General Norman Schwarzkopf, along with Governor Christine Todd Whitman and her husband, who was a Vietnam veteran, John Whitman, dedicated this beautiful place that is, so treasured, and it's such a gem here in New Jersey and so meaningful to our veterans and their families. So we're celebrating our 30th anniversary, which is a big milestone, and that's an exciting thing. And then part two is that we are going to have Governor Phil Murphy and First Lady Tammy Murphy joining us for what will be his last official Veterans Day ceremony at our place as governor. And I think it's going to be, emotional. I'm getting emotional talking about it, which is I guess something I'm known for, a little bit of crying here and there. But I think it'll be an emotional day. Certainly the governor has been very supportive of us, and we love having him there. So it's going to be a great day. Hopefully we'll have good weather. I know it's going to be a little bit on the chilly side, but as long as the sun is shining, we'll be in good shape.
I always encourage people, if they can, to turn out for these events, because it's the easiest way, and maybe for some people, a lot of cases, the first way that they could recognize what these men and women did in their service. And since we're into tidbits, I think it's only important to point out the wall that Amy referred to was designed by a native from Vietnam. Isn't that true?
It is true. And when they were looking for a design for the Vietnam Memorial and the 5.5-acre property I think it was called Telegraph Hill Park way back in the day in the 80s, when they were looking for a design for that, there were no names or anything about the architects associated with the plans. All they had were a bunch of plans from which to choose, the committee back then. And they chose the most outstanding plan. And it happened to have been done by a Vietnamese refugee. And I love that story, because it wasn't intentional that they had given him the job of designing this memorial. His design was the most outstanding of them all. And it just you know, it just so happened that he was a refugee. And he stops by the memorial from time to time, and we love having him and seeing what we've done with the place, the updates that we've made. And so it's a great story. I do love that tidbit. I'm glad you brought that up, Chris.
Mentioned in the introduction, too, that there's a disconnect that happens when there's not a full understanding of whatever the point of focus is, in this case, the Vietnam War era. Along with the wall and the tributes, there is, of course, the Veterans Museum. What is the goal that you strive for, and how is that built and developed and expanded over these past 30 years?
Well, I can tell you, I've started in February of 2023, so I'm approaching my third-year anniversary with the place, but I think it began as an educational center and a memorial, and that was really where it had stopped and kind of stayed for many years. When I came in, I wanted to see this place get national exposure, national recognition. We are, Chris, the only one of its kind in the country. We are the only Vietnam memorial with an education center and a museum in the entire nation. And I think that's worth publicizing, and I was trying to think of a way that I could do that. And we made a film, a documentary film, with an Oscar-winning documentary filmmaker, Vanessa Ross. The film is called A Place of Honor, and it has gotten, it's an award-winning film at this point. We just got back from D.C., where we were a featured film at the GI Film Festival in D.C., they chose 13 films over the course of 10 years. Think about how many films that is.
Wow.
13 films were featured over the course of 10 years this week in D.C., and ours was one of them. And I'm just so proud of this film. It tells the story of how the New Jersey Vietnam Memorial and Museum got there, the important work that we do to give comfort to the Gold Star families, to give the Vietnam veterans a place to call home, to come visit their brothers on the wall, to educate the 10,000 plus students from New Jersey that we educate every year. That's where, and most importantly, perhaps, why it needs to be supported by the state of New Jersey so that it's there for future generations to tell the story of the Vietnam War and to educate our visitors. So that is what this film does. I'm so proud that we did that. I'm proud of our success. And I think that's the biggest way the place has changed under my leadership has been to publicize it. Because, Chris, when I got there, you know what they said to me? We're the best kept secret in Monmouth County.
Wow.
I said, I have my work cut out for me, because that is not a good thing.
No.
So, you know. Yeah, and now, oh, Chris, I wanted to tell you, when we were in Beverly Hills at an award show where our film was nominated for Best Vietnam Documentary Short Film, we won.
Yes.
So now, when you have people in California that know about you, people in D.C. that know about you, and every, you know, film festivals in between the coasts, then I think it really starts to, you start to build on that as a national center of excellence for the Vietnam War. And I think that is our goal, and it should be our goal, because a lot of people worked really hard to put this place there. It was raised with, it was built with private funds, led by, the fundraising was led by John Whitman. And so I think we can't waste that. We've got to make sure this place is here for future generations.
So with Amy Osborne, Executive Director of New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial and Museum, njvvmf.org, their website, they're located right off exit 116 of the Garden State Parkway, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Looked up some stats regarding Vietnam veterans. According to VA and other sources, 2.7 million troops served in Vietnam over those long years. And as of today, according to the Disabled American Veterans, this is troops who actually went to Vietnam, not people who were serving overall in the military. There were only, out of those 2.7 million, only 850,000 surviving Vietnam War veterans. Red Warriors Organization estimates we're losing 390 of those veterans every day from age, health issues due to exposure to Agent Orange and things like that. With the museum being that connection where veterans come in, you do special events, you have the circle of letters, there's a way for people to hear the living history and learn the living history. But living history isn't for everybody, and that's why I think adds to the importance of what you're doing in the here and now at the museum.
I agree, absolutely. And as you were talking, I knew I wanted to tell you about this next. We have something called the In Memory program. So there are those who lost their lives in Southeast Asia, and the ones from New Jersey are on our wall. And then the In Memory program is for Vietnam veterans who served and later came home and later passed away from either injuries or illnesses sustained while they were serving in Vietnam. And we put their name and their information on a beautiful tile. And those tiles are up along the lower wall. So the granite wall, that's all those names that are sandblasted in the granite were died over there. And the ones who came home and eventually died from complications from serving are on the lower walls. And it really looks beautiful. And last month we held an in-memory ceremony where all of the family members who had submitted names for those tiles came. And it was the most beautiful ceremony, I think, in my 3 years being at the Vietnam Memorial. I mean, there was a lot. You talk about tears. I mean, there were tears. There were hugs. There was just an abundance of emotion from these family members, and a lot of thank yous, saying, you know, we can't tell you how much we appreciate the fact that we can come here and we can see our loved one's name on one of these tiles. And so, in addition to getting the tile that's up on the wall, they also have the opportunity to put together a binder that tells their story. So we have a whole bookcase of these binders now, where, say, your uncle passed away when he came back from Vietnam, and his tile is on our wall out at our memorial. You can then go into our education center and over to the bookshelf, and you can pull out his binder, and his pictures are in there, and his mementos, and things that tell the story of his life. And it means so much to the family members. And, well, that's one of the things that I'm really most proud of, that we got that program working again so that these family members would have that to comfort them.
And I think I think what the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial Museum does is it adds the human factor into this element of history, where we look at it for the mechanical and the cold and the steel, but there's heart and soul that, not just on Veterans Day, we need to recognize every day, and the work that the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial and Museum does helps in that effort. If you can't be there with the ceremony this coming Tuesday for Veterans Day, well, they are open all the time, and the day and time that will be convenient for you. And I think, because it sounds weird to say, but to celebrate and to honor and to even mourn, that's something you could do in one location with your heart and your soul, and show that you care with your respect for our veterans and with your financial support as well. I mean, it's great that the state ponies up money, but we have to be guaranteeing that the work that the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial Museum does continues to accomplish more and more of what it is already doing. So find out more. It's njvvmf.org. They're right off exit. Garden State Parkway, exit 116, Homedale, New Jersey. Amy Osborne, Executive Director of the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial and Museum, thank you so much for the honor, the tribute, and the truth that you present of our veterans for us to absorb and learn from. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you have a good weekend.